Well, good morning. I'm Floyd Morgan, one of the pastors here at Christ Community Church. And on behalf of the family, I'd like to just welcome you. Thank you so much for being here as we celebrate the life of Marilyn Murphy. Born February 3rd, 1945, passed into the arms of God September 9, 2024. Today we say goodbye to Marilyn, but we will see her soon. Personally known Mike and Marilyn for about 25 years, a little church I was at here in town. She always seemed to have a smile on her face, always a kind word, just anytime I'd be around her, just what can I do for you? Every once in a while, I drop into the insurance office on Broadway. It was a little expensive, but I went there anyhow. And, sorry, Mike, I'm just saying. Marilyn would always stop, and she put her stuff down, and even if she had a client, she'd just say, I need to talk with someone for a bit. And just an amazing woman. We'll miss her smile. We'll miss her sweet spirit. So let's just open our time in a word of prayer. Lord, as we celebrate Marilyn's life, we ask that you would be in our midst, that you would give us the comfort and peace that we really need right now. Thank you that she is safe at home with you in your arms because of her trust in your son, Jesus. Please be with the family and friends as they have gathered here and ask that you would just give them what they need through this difficult time, that they would trust you as they navigate the road ahead. We ask this in Jesus' name.
My name is Rosanda, and I'm with a Christian Motorcyclist. And the family asked me to read scripture, Proverbs 31, from 25 through 31. It reminds the family of Marilyn. She is a woman of strength and dignity and has no fear of old age. When she speaks, her words are wise, and kindness is the rule for everything she says. She watches carefully all that goes throughout her household and is never lazy. Her children stand and bless her. So does her husband. He praises her with these words. There are many fine women in the world, but you are the best of them all. Charm can be deceptive and beauty doesn't last, but a woman who fears and reverences God shall be greatly praised. Praise her for the many fine things she does. These good deeds of hers shall bring her honor and recognition from even the leaders of the nations. The Lord asked me to sing this song, very short, for Marilyn, and she's singing it to the Lord. I'm not a singer, so bear with me. I'm just doing as the Lord asked. I'm your beloved, your creation, and you love me as I am, have called me chosen for your kingdom, unashamed to call me your own. I'm your beloved. That's Marilyn singing that to the Lord because she knew. She knew that she was God's beloved. He delighted in her, and her smile was priceless. It was priceless. Marilyn is one of God's own treasures. He held her in the palm of his hand. He wrote her name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Our precious sister in the Lord, she blessed me and many others with her love and her joy till the end. Dementia ushered her into the very presence of God. And I thank you, Mike, for sharing her with us all. Keep the family in your prayers. Our prayers are a sweet aroma to the Lord. Many blessings to all. Marilyn won her race.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope, in the promise that He brings, there will be a place where no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. See Jesus face to face, but until that day, we'll hold on to You always. I know the journey seems so long. You feel you're walking on your own, and there has never been a step, but you've walked out all alone. Troubled soul, don't lose your heart, 'cause joy and peace He brings, and the beauty that's in store outweighs the hurt of life's sting. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings, that there will be place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But I'm
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is
precious Lord, linger near, when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my...
caregiver, but her best friend for the past 10 years. And when I started all of this, I wasn't really sure what I was doing. But I did get a best friend. And we had a lot of adventures, lots of fun. Mike funded most of our excursions, and he bought us a Corvette. And that was probably the best of times right there. And again, she's always going to be in our heart. I love her dearly, and I miss her, but I'm so thankful that she's whole and happy and dancing with angels.
This is highly unusual, but I'm going to tell the story, Mike. Wendy used to bring Marilyn to a lot of motorcycle events, and she would sit up front with us, and we'd put her a chair there and at the booth where we would minister to people and pass out Bibles and scriptures and tracts. And I'd say, Marilyn, you sit right here, right up front with the rest of us. And we'd have a lot of bikers show up, some really wild, some not. This day, this gentleman, he was having a real bad day. And he wanted to sit inside because it was air conditioned, and there was only one seat in the house, and that was right next to Marilyn. And he says, "Ma'am, can I sit with you?" And she goes, mm-hmm. She didn't say a whole lot, but she was there in person. And he just kind of like sat there and spilled his whole life story to her, and she was going, like I said, she didn't say a whole lot, but he was comforted. And she ministered to him just by her presence. And like I said, when dementia comes, it ushers you into the presence of the Lord. And what this biker man didn't realize was he was being ministered to by Jesus in Marilyn's presence. How can you make that kind of an appointment? Right? But Marilyn was in the right place at the right time. And God used her, even when she wasn't aware of it, with just her presence, with Jesus' presence in her. I just had to share that. Because not many people will minister to bikers. They're fearful. But not Marilyn. She had a smile for everybody.
Anybody else who'd like to share? I just want us to look at Scripture for just a moment, because we know that through difficult times, the only place that we can go for real comfort and peace is to God himself through his words. You know, in John chapter 14, Jesus is talking to his close friends then, and talks to us, his close friends, now. He says this: "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and you know the way. Thomas, one of the disciples, said to him, 'Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?' Jesus said to him, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through me.'" Here in verse 1, Jesus, in the same way as he did then, tells us today, through the difficult times and our loss of Marilyn, don't let your hearts be troubled. He says that even through this difficult season, we can find comfort, and we find comfort in him. He goes on to say, "You believe in God, believe also in me." When we are troubled and we're dealing with this pain and loss and don't know what's happening in the future, Jesus has taken over, and he takes away the anxiety, the fear. He has conquered the grave. He offers real life. So our eternal future, once bleak, now is bright. 2 Corinthians 5 says this: "For you know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Not only can we face death without fear, but we have an amazing property awaiting us." Goes on to say in verse 2, "In my Father's house, there's many mansions or dwelling places." I like mansions better than the other, just feels better. "If it were not so, I would have told you, I go and I prepare this place for you." These words of Jesus reassure us that he's got the arrangements made and we're taken care of, and he's handling these preparations for us. And this place he's preparing is free from all the things that we struggle with here on earth. Revelation 21 describes this place, this freedom. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no longer death, nor sorrow, or crying. There shall no longer be pain, for the former things have passed away. What an amazing promise. From this passage, we see that our future is a place where there's no more sorrow, no more need to mourn, a place where there is no more hurt, no more disappointment, where the frustrations of this life are replaced with severe happiness, unparalleled joy, and just real pleasure. It's also a place of immense beauty. We see that in Revelation chapter 21. John has this vision from God, so he tries to put this vision together, and he's trying to put it into words because it's way past anything that the human language can describe. So look how he talks about it. He said, "The construction of its walls was as jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street was pure gold, like transparent glass. They shall see his, Jesus' face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall no longer be night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." This place is going to be truly amazing, out of this world, literally. And what makes it amazing is who is there. And we find this answer as we keep reading, verse 3. "And I go and prepare a place for you. I, Jesus, speaking here, will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." If we've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, we have been forgiven. And we will be with the Creator and the Sustainer for all of time. That was a promise to his followers then. That's a promise to his followers today. And then for the sake of all of us in this room, Jesus goes on to say, "And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Now we know Thomas didn't understand that, but Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." When Jesus said that, there is no other options. The way, truth, the life. That's really all we need. Oh, you know, life is about accepting Jesus Christ, about accepting him as personal Savior and Lord, and living this adventure that he's given us together. What else could there be? What possibly could be more important? You might think maybe riches, maybe relationships, you know, pleasure, the next best thing. What's running after that's so important that you would say no to God? You know, we just live on this dot, right? And then there's forever and ever that does not stop. In Mark 8, Jesus says this, "But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Jesus is essentially saying here, really? You would sacrifice your eternity for a 90-year run here on this earth doing it your way? Like, seriously? It is understood that without a relationship with Jesus Christ, there is no hope, really, in this earth here, or obviously for eternity. You know, in times like these, it's really difficult, but it's really important. The time that we lean on our compassionate God, that we're reminded of this amazing life that he has promised us, both now, because we know where we're here, and then for eternity. Soon, you and I will be exiting this world. It's just one of those things you can count on. We lived long enough just to make this single decision for or against Christ, the gift from God. 1 John 5 says, "He who has the Son of Life, he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." We mourn the loss of Marilyn, and we grieve. God says he's going to comfort us. A few verses down from our passage here in John 14 and verse 27, Jesus states this. He says, "Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." You and I are promised this peace if we are his. And this place we're going to is such an amazing place in Maryland right now, is sitting in his midst, in his arms. We don't have to worry about her anymore. We don't have to worry about confusion and trying to figure out what's going on. She is safe with him. I pray that God's words are comforting. Pray with me. Lord, we celebrate Marilyn's life because she is with you. Thank you for your grace and mercy. And I just pray that you'll just be with the family and friends here as they grieve. Pray that they would lean into you and that they would receive this peace that is promised, that they would allow that to take place. Lord, give them the wisdom needed to move forward well. God, above all, may our lives glorify you, because that's why we were designed. So we let go of her in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask the pallbearers if they would come right over here as we exit. Oh, excuse me, we have our song.
Good morning. I have the opportunity and the privilege of saying a few words, singing a song for Mike. I guess in preparation for this celebration, months and months have gone on with what song to sing. I think we went through half a dozen at least. None seemed to fit. Finally, one was chosen, and it was perfect. It was perfect in the way that it describes today, and it describes how Mike feels. It is his words. When I got the phone call to hear the news, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to think. Every memory of Marilyn with me seemed to have a race car beside it. Every picture, every memory. A lot of fun times, fast times. But I felt the pain and the grief of Mike, who was silent phone call. Hung up the phone, and I have this app, and it's a daily devotion. And on that day, after that phone call, I got this. In the Bible, it describes a virtuous woman who is worthy of praise and who is faithful, optimistic, and cheerful. Proverbs 31, 10 through 12. It says, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." If I had only known the last time
be the last time. Would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day. There's a wound here in my heart where something's missing. And they tell me that it's gonna heal in time. But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased. And knowing that yours are healed is healing mine. The only scars in heaven won't belong to me. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven, yeah, are in the hands that hold you now. No, the road you walked was anything but easy. Picked up your share of scars along the way. Oh, but now you're standing in the sun. You fought your fight in this race you won. All the pain is a million miles away. The only scars in heaven won't be. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. The thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven, or in the hands that hold you now? Hallelujah, 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 through the hands that hold you now.
There's not a day goes by that I don't see you. You live on in all the better parts of me. Till you're standing in the sun, I'll fight this fight and a race I'll run. Till finally I can see what you can see.
Oh, your only scars in heaven won't belong to me. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven, yeah, are in the hands that hold you.
Thank you, guys. That was beautiful. As we wrap up our time together, thank you so much for being here. You'll notice the guest book in the back if you didn't get a chance to sign it. Also back on the table, there's a kind of share a memory card. Family would love if you have a memory just to put that down there and leave it in the basket and they can look at it later. Also, the family invites you to East Lawn for the graveside, short graveside service there following our time here. And that's on Grant Road, just west of Wilmot. So this time, if you're a pallbearer, if you just make your way back to the back, let's all remain seated as we do that.
Precious Lord, linger near when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. All done, and my race here is run. Let me see by the light thou hast shone. That fair city so bright, where the lamp is the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures and my hope is placed beyond the blue. Many friends and kindred have gone on before, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what will I do? Angels beckon me to heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in
It's all shouting victory and singing everywhere. I hear the voice of them who's gone on before. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh, Lord, what will I do? Angels beckon me to heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Heaven's expecting me, that's one thing I know. I fixed it up with Jesus a long time ago. He will take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh, Lord, what will I do? Angels beckon me to heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. There before me, I'll be there just the same. You'll hear me when I shout, oh glory to his name. I'll fly away with him, my Savior I adore, and I can't feel at home.